This is Scenic Roots. Next Monday, June 21st, is of course the summer solstice. But for the past few years, it has also been Make Music Day. All around the world, people are celebrating the pure joy of playing and at the same time offering lessons for those of us who can't play an instrument. From 10 o'clock that morning, there'll be workshops, parades and performances all over town in the branches of the public library, in the gardens of the Choo Choo, and in the pavilion at Miller Park. Google Make Music Day Chattanooga 2021 for the complete schedule that covers all the way from 10 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the evening on Monday. This afternoon we have performances by some of the featured teachers and players recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library. First up, singer and songwriter Amber Fultz, who'll be teaching people to play a few favorites on the ukulele on Monday.
Hey, my name is Amber Fultz, and this is my song, Next Time.
I'm not the kind of girl that you want to throw away. Dig in my claws and stay, I'll make you see. You never felt such misery. I'm not the kind of girl that you wanna jerk around. 'Cause I am the kind of girl who'll pull you beneath the ground. I'll make you see. Wish you never laid your eyes on me. You'll keep thinking, maybe next time I'll look before I leave. You'll keep thinking, maybe next time I'll think before I speak. You'll keep thinking. Pretty soon I will make you see that you never met a girl like me. Oh no, you never met a girl like me. I'm not the kind of girl that you wanna cast aside. 'Cause I am the kind of girl who'll kill you from the inside. I'll make you see.
Yeah.
girl like me.
How many times have you done these Make Music Day performances where you're outside and I guess you have no idea who's going to be listening, right? Or who's going to be standing in front of you?
So I've done it 3 times, I think. Three times. Once was, I've not done it on that level, like where I was just out randomly, but I played at Wunderlinger the first time. And it was really cool because I got tagged in a post and they said that I was on their wish list. And I was like, oh, yay. And then the second time was last year and it was virtual. And I did the My Song Is Your Song song swap. And Derek Anderson and I got each other's songs. And that was really fun. And then they also asked me to teach a ukulele workshop, which was what I'm doing this time. There is one at 12 at the Northgate Library at 12 p.m. And then there's one at 3 p.m. at the downtown Chattanooga Library.
Gotcha. Oh, so, yeah. So they're taking it more literally. It's the idea is to get other people to who don't normally make music to make music.
Yes. So I'm going to teach a song or just teach some chords and just get to do that. So that's fun. I did it virtually last year and it was really fun. I love ukulele. It's so much fun. You know, it's just this little bitty instrument. And
but it's kind of a gateway instrument, right?
I mean,
if somebody wants to learn to play guitar, ukulele is easier, right?
Well, it's much easier. For me, guitar was the gateway drug to
ukulele. You did it in reverse, huh?
Yeah. I was like, I really want to learn piano, but piano's hard and what's easy? So I picked up ukulele and it was so much fun. And it actually, because I played guitar, it was just, it was so simple for me to pick that up. So I'm by no means am I amazing at playing the ukulele, but I feel like I'm a better ukulele player than I am a guitar player. But I can only write so many angry songs on ukulele. So
so how do you approach that? Do you ask the people who are there what song they'd like to learn, or do you pick a song ahead of time? How's that work?
I feel like I need to pick the song ahead of time, probably.
So at least you know it, right?
Yeah, because I'm a control freak. And also, I don't want to be like, oh gosh, what are the chords to this?
Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't, yeah.
And then it ends up being chords that I don't know, because I only know so many on the ukulele, which I know I'm totally selling it. Like, come and learn the 5 chords that I know on ukulele. But I always pick something easy. When COVID happened last year, while I was shut down, you know, every gig got canceled, just like every other musician that has ever existed right now. And I was just like, okay, what do I do now? And so I immediately put up, you know, I can teach super basic guitar. And like if you're a beginner and you want to learn chords, because I'm patient and I'm actually a decent guitar teacher for just super beginner, and ukulele. And I had some ukulele students and stuff who we would just kind of get together. But I have like really simple 3-chord songs that, you know, it's easy to just kind of
strum.
To just strum and make those chords. And the chords are really easy to make. So it's like trying to find a song that everybody would kind of recognize. You know,
they have to know the lyric, don't they? And then you all kind of sing along together, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it just kind of like, okay, we all, this song's been on the radio 1,000 times, you know. It's fun to, and then, you know, you hope that somebody's not there who has so much more skill than you, and you're just like, why are you in here? Like, are you trying to make me look bad?
Well, you know, the funny thing about that is, if you ask me to sing a song, you know, especially a song that's been on the radio a lot, there's going to be bits of it that I remember.
Yeah.
But if I can sing it along with somebody else who knows the song, then it acts as a prompt, you know, and I remember the lyrics then. Otherwise, there's no way I'd remember them.
That's also the way I am. I mean, well,
I say that. I'm the person who, I saw a movie once where, I can't remember who, Melissa McCarthy, I think. She was, every time he would switch the radio, she knew the words to it, and I feel like that all the time. But, like, when I'm in the car or at home and I'm not listening to something, I can't always remember the lyrics. Mm. I can remember the melody usually and everything, but I can't always, I don't always know the lyrics. But if I hear a song once, it almost is like it just imprints them into my head. So when I hear it the next time, I'm like word for word singing the lyrics almost. But it has to be on. It's not like the thing where, you know, you're kind of like after the fact singing them or whatever because somebody said it.
Yeah. But you're singing along with them.
Yeah, I can sing along with it. I just can't remember them because I can't remember my own lyrics from memory either. Like, I put my phone up so that I can see my own lyrics because I can't. I have no memory for lyrics unless I'm singing it with something.
This song is called Generic Love Song.
Just another generic.
I did not write this song, but this is a song from one of my favorite movies, The Jerk, and it's one of the first songs that I learned on my ukulele. It's called Tonight You Belong to Me, I think. Question mark. So here we go.
Now I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're a part of my heart, but tonight you belong to me. Down by the stream, how sweet it would seem once more just to dream in the moonlight. My honey, I know by the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me. Just a little, oh.
Amber Faults, who will be singing and teaching anyone joining her in the library at Northgate at 12 o'clock on Monday afternoon, or in the South Chattanooga branch of the library on West 39th Street at 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon. She'll be teaching a few songs on the ukulele as part of the citywide celebrations for Make Music Day 2021. This is August Bruce. August will be teaching everyone in the downtown library on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock to play a few fiddle tunes. Her husband, Eric Bruce, will be teaching anyone who cares to learn a few guitar tunes in the library downtown at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
Hey there, my name is August Bruce, and I'm with Fiddlers Anonymous and the bluegrass band Barefoot Nelly and Company here in town. And I'm here to be part of the Make Music Chattanooga Day. Pretty excited to play some fiddle tunes to represent what we're going to be doing this Make Music Day. The first song I've got in line is a really slow, kind of mournful fiddle tune. It's called the Ookpick Waltz.
Thank you.
the pandemic slowed our lives down to where we could do all this major shuffling around and regroup and figure out what we really needed out of life. So it was so much of a sidestep for us that it was good. And business slowed down to a crawl, but we're getting things going again. And so, you know, people are now getting back out, and we've been going to some music festivals, and it's neat to hear everybody else's perspective and what was lost and what was gained during the pandemic. A lot of people spent time at home practicing their instruments and getting better. And a lot of people couldn't find the willpower to practice. They kind of lost the reason to keep playing. So I'm definitely excited to get in touch with those people wherever they are in the, you know, on the spectrum of how they survived the pandemic or not. But we survived fine, and we're excited about getting back to it. That free fiddle school means everything to us, and the people we've met and the people that we're able to encourage along the way. So we're excited to be part of Make Music Day and get back to this.
For this Make Music Day, which is a really cool idea, and in some ways, it seems to me as if you have a mini Make Music Day going all the time in your home.
Yes.
And your store. But what are you going to do specifically for Make Music Day?
Well, we've been invited by Taryn to come down here to the library and demonstrate violins and banjos. My husband will be doing the free banjo lessons, and we'll provide banjos for everybody to use as well. And I'll be doing the free fiddle stuff, and it starts at 1 p.m. with the fiddle and 2 p.m. with the banjo. So if you have any interest in playing the violin, the fiddle, the banjo, you know, we'll provide the instrument, we'll provide the picks and the bow, and we'll show you how to hold it, you know, walk you through super, super slow. Again, that's, you know, what the whole reason for what we do over there at Fiddlers Anonymous is start people every Sunday from scratch. You know, people that don't know how to hold it, don't have an instrument, we provide the instrument, get it in their hands and show them how to hold it. And, you know, we'll just start you off like anybody else from scratch. And everybody's got to have a day one when they're a musician, you know. So we're always happy to take you by the hand and show you those baby steps, because we remember what those baby steps were like and how difficult it seems. But really, my husband and I both come from the same mental perspective that, if we can do this, good grief, you can do this. You know, we're not any by any stretch God's gift to musicians. We just, honestly, we just didn't give up. So we know that you can do it as well. I'm going to do an upbeat song for y'all. This one's called Angelina Baker. Funny story about that last song I played, Angelina Baker. Where I'm from, out in Missouri, we play that just like that. But out here in this region, that I actually played what y'all would call the second part first. And it's just a kind of a funny thing that happens from region to region. Some fun things with the songs change up a bit. This next song is one that most people recognize. It's called the Tennessee Waltz. We find ourselves doing this song during our free fiddle school Sundays. Thank you. If you've ever wanted to play music, or if you do play music, I hope you'll get out on Make Music Chattanooga Day and participate and have a good time.
August Bruce will be leading a fiddle workshop in the Chattanooga Downtown Library on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock as part of Make Music Day 2021. August and her husband Eric, as you may know, are the owners of Fiddlers Anonymous. Until last year, they were in Red Bank, where they offered free fiddle lessons every Sunday afternoon. The store in Red Bank's now closed, but they are building a brand new store on Missionary Ridge, which they hope to have open by the end of the year. Monday, June 21st, is of course the summer solstice. It's also one of the 2 days in the year when people around the world celebrate Make Music Day. This is Antoine Williamson. Antoine is one of the founding members of Airi Nation, later Malele Roots. He's also the guiding spirit behind Doors Open Jazz, which offers free music lessons all year to the very young and to their grandparents. He'll be leading kazoo workshops in the South Chattanooga Public Library on West 39th Street at 11 o'clock on Monday morning and in the downtown library on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Antoine Williamson. I'm the executive director and founder of Doors Open Jazz. And it's our mission to inspire and empower our children of the underserved community through the power of free music lessons. Because we know when a child at a young age learns a musical instrument, it boosts their math IQ, their memory, and their language skills. And for our senior citizens, when they learn a musical instrument, it helps stave off the onset of cognitive issues like Alzheimer's and dementia. So with that, I am doing the kazoo workshop. We're going to go over a couple of songs, actually three. We'll work on a little bit of chorus or harmony and work on call and response when we do our workshop on Make Music Chattanooga, which is June 21st. In this beautiful city we call Chattanooga, Tennessee. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and do what I do. How about that? All right, so this song here, it's simple, but it's a New Orleans treat. It's called When the Saints Go Marching In. Since I'm here by myself, I'll try my best to do call and response. So here we go. Me, myself, and I. A one, a two. Well, when the Saints go, when the skates go watching in, go marching in. When the Saints go marching in. Oh, how I want to be in that number when the Saints go marching in. Call and response. I go out to different schools and I must have given out thousands of kazoos back in 2016 and so forth. And because I'm with the Tennessee Arts Commission and we do like interactive performances for the kids. We have kids come up on stage and play the bongos and percussion instruments. And then we give them kazoos so they can keep. We don't want to, hey, give it back. No, we don't break a kid's heart that way. So yeah, I've given out thousands of kazoos throughout the state of Tennessee.
From what you've just said, like August, your life is Make Music Day.
Ah, man, my life is, yeah, I couldn't have said it better. That's what I do 24/7. You know, Doors Open Jazz is my nonprofit organization. I founded it in December 14, 2018. Our mission is to inspire and empower our youth in underserved communities through the power of free music lessons, because we know when a child learns a musical instrument, it boosts their math IQ, their memory, and their language skills. And by the way, did you know that the human brain does not stop growing until your 40s?
Seems like I read somewhere where you can create new cells in your brain by challenging your brain.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do for Make Music Day? The set that you played in here, I should have known you were a horn player.
Yeah.
Because even without a horn, you still sound like a horn player.
Yeah, that's true. So I was approached by Tyrion and Brian about Make Music Chattanooga about 2 years ago. I did a kazoo workshop then, and I'm going to do another one this time too. So I'm very excited about it. We're expecting a bigger turnout than last year. You know, actually last year it was virtual, so this year is going to be in person, so I'm excited. We're happy to give away some of these kazoos.
So where do you plan to do that?
I plan on playing a couple of songs, talk about the concept of call and response. But we're also, this year, I think we're going to dive a little, you know, music is harmony and melody. I think we concentrated a little more on the melody side last year. This year, we're going to concentrate on the harmony side as well. So having, and because we're in person, we'll be able to do a little chord harmony, you know, talking about somebody will play the root note, then somebody will play the third, and then somebody will play the fifth, and then we'll have a little fun with that. With that third tone there, we could either flat it and make it a little more sad, which will then make it minor, but we'll sharp it up, back up to a major happy chord, you know what I mean? So we're going to play around with some of those harmonies, and the most important thing is to have fun. It's a kazoo, man.
That's really sharp, because you're introducing novices like me to a fairly complicated musical concept.
Yeah.
Three-part harmony.
Yeah. But our ear is way smarter than we give it credit. Our ear, I could talk about, like, you know, 2-5-1, you know, concepts. I could talk about how the five always wants to go back to the one. Now, our ear automatically hears it. We just don't know the term, and we don't put a Roman numeral on which part of the progression that we're talking about. But da 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 da. So the five is da da da, walking back to the one. Yeah. And so our brain naturally hears that 1-5 relationship. I don't talk about it in the kazoo class because that's really technical jargon, but it's something that we take for granted, but I just want to show them how they can easily do it too.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And so we'll also talk about melody and jazz improv and scatting, because, you know, when you scat, when you basically take a melody and you give it your own kind of melodic paint stroke, if you will, you're kind of giving it that own little interpretation, then you're making it your own. And a lot of jazz artists will pretty much say the same thing. We'll take a melody and then we'll make it our own and give it our own little variation, which is pretty classical, because when you play classical music, you have a motif, right? Like Beethoven's Fifth, for example. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's only 4 notes, man. But all the different variations that, you know, you can do with that, you know, Carnival of Venice. But it's crazy on trumpet. You know, so it's
that sounds like Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah. Oh, huge fan. All right. We'll have kazoos for everybody. So the next one is Jingle Bells. Sing it as jingle bells. Do 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 do. Sing it as jingle bells. Everybody. Cockroach laying eggs. So when we have our big old group of people playing kazoos, they'll all be playing the chorus. And so with a lot of tunes, just like jazz music, you can take your melody and make it your own. So you could take a melody just as simple as Jingle Bells. And then, my kazoo's not working properly, but it doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. And then you can go ahead and make your melody your own. So that was Jingle Bells. Here's a little, I'll use the Happy Birthday song. That's one that's real easy, crowd pleaser, and it never gets old. Jazz over it.
Antoine Williamson will be offering free kazoos along with lessons in the South Chattanooga Public Library on West 39th Street on Monday morning at 11 o'clock as part of the citywide celebration of Make Music Day on Monday. He'll also be in the downtown library on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Among the people joining him there will be Annie Lindstrom, who will be leading a parade at the South Chattanooga Public Library on Monday morning at 11 o'clock and downtown around the public library at 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
Well, my name is Annie Lindstrom, and I have been chosen by Miss Tara Bawinski to lead the kazoo parades this coming Make Music Day. Hooray, it's happening this year. And I think the reason I have been given this distinction is because of what I call my secret weapon, which is basically a little plastic red kazoo with a humbucker pickup on it, and it's actually an electric kazoo. Now, I got this kazoo specifically for Make Music Day 2018. My boyfriend and I were in a band called Analog Savvy, which now we're a trio. We were a duo then. We were looking through the web at exotic instruments right before Make Music Day, and I saw this electric kazoo, and I said, we will be having that for Make Music Day. So we ordered it, and it arrived on time, and it was really funny, though, because we ordered it to get it, pick it up at Guitar Center, and when we told them what it was, they all stood around at the desk when we opened it up to have a look at it, and we took it out and played it there, and then we played it again at the Tap House, which was our first stop that day. We played three places. So I humbly have had the secret weapon in my little black case with its little speaker. I forget the name of that speaker all the time. Anyway, it's really fun, and the essence of the kazoo is great because it's for anybody can play it, and you don't have to play it great. You don't have to do anything. Just put it to your mouth and let it go. So the fact that I have the secret weapon is just mostly because of the fun. And I think it just makes the kazoo that much more fun. And hopefully we're just going to have a blast in the parades. We may do some of that name that tune stuff or call and response, as Antoine has suggested he'll be doing in his workshop. So, but I've worked up a tiny little medley of songs that I do in my band, which is Analog Savvy. You can see us on Bandcamp if you want to check that out. But I'll start out with the first song. I will tell you it is called Mountain Dew by the Stanley Brothers. and then I'll play two more after that, and you'll probably know what they are. So hopefully I won't stumble too badly, but here we go. To take up the Pied Piper role and take people around the block playing for rush hour traffic at 4 o'clock.
The block being around the library?
We won't go all the way around the block. We're going to go like halfway and then come back up on the stairs. Around the block is very sparse and like it's Roman, you know, like I don't want to do that. I'm all about energy, especially, you know, my band, we're about energy. And that's what I hope, you know, to bring to Make Music Day. Everything that we do is about bringing energy. If there's not energy in the music, we don't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel exactly the same way. So it's not ukulele, it's kazoo that day.
Well, it will be kazoo, but if I could figure out a way to play it, I don't think I could do it all together, but...
That'd be a challenge.
It would be, and even when I did my songs earlier, it was like I was practicing this week to do, you know, Rocky Top, Mountain Dew, and Tennessee Stud together. I'm used to singing those songs. It was hard for me to just, you know, hum it, which is, when you play a kazoo, you're not actually humming, you're actually buzzing. Mm. You're buzzing your lips. So I find it very weird that all these videos say, you know, you don't blow, you hum. I'm like, no, because when I hum, nothing happens. I have to vibrate that little membrane, and the only way to do that is to buzz the air through your lips. So that's one misnomer I want to just take care of right away.
Well, I thought the coolest thing about you playing the kazoo, it sounded like you were singing.
Well, it probably would, because those are our favorite songs. In fact, when we played, we did play Pioneer Days out at Audubon Acres. They have us out pretty regularly, and we're very grateful for that. We played sets. The kids just kept coming by and sitting down at the benches. I mean, it was like a nonstop audience. It was really one of the greater playing experiences I think I've had, because number one, kids always listen. Number two, it was cold. And everybody got up and danced and had fun and did all that stuff. But I think this was the last day the kids, we played Mountain Dew, and one little kid goes, "That's a 10 out of 10. And then we played Rocky Top, and he goes, "That's a 30 out of 10. And we were like, yeah. And I actually have a little piece of paper hung on my wall at home. That's one of the greatest tips that we ever got, which was a little piece of paper where a kid wrote, "Great song," when we were doing Rocky Top over when we were busking at the Choo Choo. So those are the things that we, you know, we show up for. We show up for the energy and the fun, and just getting the electric kazoo that I played, you know, that was just something. I mean, I saw it. I said, we got to get that. We have to have that. There's no way we can do Make Music Day without the secret weapon, which we came to call it. I love just having it around, and it's fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's what I got for y'all today. We'll play some of those on the parades if you want to catch up. Not that fast, though. We'll do it slower.
All of the performers we've been listening to were recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library, all of whom will be sharing their talents on Monday as part of Make Music Day, which is a way to introduce people to the joys of making music and how simple it can be to play a few chords and play the songs that you like. And maybe in time start writing your own songs and the whole thing will come full circle and you'll be back in the library as a solo performer or as part of a band, recording sessions with us as we do every Wednesday afternoon with primarily Chattanooga-based musicians and bands, but also increasingly from around the region. The sessions are engineered and mixed by Sam Mensa. The executive producers for the Live in the Library series are me, Richard Winham, for WUTC, and Sam Mensa for the library. We'll have another session recorded live in the library here on Scenic Roots next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Right now, to close the program, I want to share a few songs from Ryan Oyer. Ryan will be playing a set of Beatles songs with the Somersault String Quartet as part of Make Music Day in the gardens at the Chattanooga Choo Choo on Monday afternoon at 6 o'clock.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? You'll be all that too. And if you say the word, I could stay with you. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights are gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we could rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee, Vera, Chuck and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? strong to take down to rabbit hole and could both lose our minds. I'll now got a hold of my soul. Let's take me to rabbit hole and further down I go. Less I'm
who, together with the Somersault String Quartet, will be playing an hour of Beatles songs early on Monday evening in the gardens at the Chattanooga Choo Choo, starting at 6 o'clock. On listener-supported public radio, this is Scenic Roots.